Children, you're going to be in for a special treat this morning. My wife is teaching you, so you will have fun, I'm sure. Okay. Well, good morning. It is a privilege for us to be here with you this morning. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here during your missions month. And to be the first one during your missions month. This is awesome. Okay. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Ghana and Trinidad this morning during Sunday school, but we were missionaries in Ghana for 11 years, Ghana, West Africa, between Togo, Ivory Coast, and Benin. And God has directed us to leave from there and go to Trinidad and Tobago, but we will tell you about that this morning as we are here during Sunday school. When I was in college, I went to Pensacola Christian College down in Pensacola, Florida. When I was there, I decided one day to go to a basketball game down on the campus of Pensacola. And so I went down and I got up into the bleachers and I watched the game for some time. I decided then to go back to my dorm and do some work that I needed to do in my the school work. And so I came down from the bleachers. And when I came down from the bleachers, my whole perspective changed. I could see what the players were seeing. I could see that the shot that the player made was no longer a bad shot. It was just off a little bit. I could see that the pass that was made to the one player to the other was not a bad pass. It was just off a little bit. Sometimes I think that the church is the same way when they talk about missions. I think sometimes we're off just a little bit because as we sit in our pew, we're saying to ourselves, we can't be a missionary. I can't go across the ocean. I can't go to another side of the world to be a missionary there. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning, my friends, that you can be part of the mission work, the mission team, by being a prayer thayer. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about praying and being a prayer thayer for your missionaries here that you support here at Draper Baptist Church. But before we get into the Word of God this morning, let me just share with you what is a missionary. And I like to look online and find definitions of different things. So I looked online, and here's a definition I found of a missionary. One who is sent to spread a message. I thought about that one, and I said, well, wait a minute. That's not really what a missionary is, because from that definition, what is the message that the missionary is to give? So I said, no, that doesn't work with me. And another one. A person sent to a place to spread a religious faith. And I looked at that one. I said, no, that's not a missionary either, because I believe that we as Christians, we as God's chosen, as God's people, do not have a religion, but we have a relationship with God. So that's not a good definition of a missionary. Found another one. One who is sent to persuade others to religious ideas. Huh. I looked at that one and I didn't like the word persuade in that sentence. We are not on the mission field to persuade others to turn from one religion to another. So I had to think. And I did think. And I had to think about a definition, biblical definition of a missionary. And here is my definition of a missionary. And I take this definition, I'll show you where I take it from here in a minute. Here's my definition of a missionary. One who is giving God's message of salvation and helping others grow in Him. One who is giving God's message of salvation to others and helping them grow in Him. I took that definition from Matthew chapter 28. You don't have to turn there. But Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20, Jesus is giving His, what we call it? His Great Commission, right? And He says to His disciples, "All power is given unto Me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations." That first word, teach, has the idea of bringing them into the family of God, telling them about the gospel, and bringing them into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, bringing them into, making them His sons and daughters. Okay? Then it goes on to say, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost. Okay? That's bringing them from becoming a family, being into the family of God, to bringing them into the church of God, the universal church of God. Then it says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That second word, teach, has the idea of discipleship. So you bring them into the family of God, bring them into His sons and daughters, make them His sons and daughters, then you baptize them, you bring them into the church of God, and then you bring them from there and you disciple them. You tell them the things that have helped you to live a good, godly, Christian life in this world. And encourage them to do the same. So that's my definition of a missionary. So much I want to teach you this morning. But I do want to focus my time this morning on being a prayer player. So take your Bible with me if you would. We're going to skip some of my message here. And I want you to go with me to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter number 15, and starting in verse number 30. How can we be prayer players for our mission, our missionaries that we support here at Draper Baptist Church? Romans chapter 15, starting in verse number 30. But before we read, why don't we stop here a minute and have a word of prayer, should we? Let's pray together before we get into the Word of God. Father, I thank You for the time that You have given to me this morning to be here, give my family to be here at Draper Baptist Church. Lord, as I open up Your Word this morning, may You calm my spirit. May You give me the words that You want me to speak to this people this morning. May You help them to hear You and Your Word, not my thoughts this morning. And may You help us to apply the Word to our life so that we can do and pray for missionaries effectively. Father, use us in a mighty way this morning in this service. In Your name, amen. Romans chapter 15, starting in verse number 30. It says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." Now that word strive is an interesting word here. That word strive has the idea of to struggle with, to join together with, to agonize with someone. And here Paul, writing as the missionary, says, join together, strive together with me in your what, folks? What's it say? You can speak, it's okay. In your prayers to God for me. Folks, let me ask you a question here. You get prayer letters here at the church from your missionaries? You get prayer letters? Yeah, you can shake your head. I'm not going to blame you, okay? Yeah, you do. Now, why do missionaries write prayer letters to you? Why do they write prayer letters to you? Because they have nothing better to do in their life. They have nothing to do on the mission field, and they need to write prayer letters. Is that right? No. Why do they write prayer letters to you? Because the missionaries that are on the field want you to know how to better pray for them and how to better praise God for the ministry that they are doing. Paul's saying, when I give you this letter, I want you to agonize with me. I want you to join together with me in the ministry that God has given me to do. When your missionaries write their prayer letter, they want you to join together with them in prayer support for their ministry and their praises as well. Okay, so here's Paul, verse 31. First prayer request that you can pray for your missionaries, verse 31. That I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. First prayer request for your missionaries is acceptable service and ministry. Now you may say to me, well, Matt, what does it mean to have acceptable service? Here's what I say about that. Here's what I mean about that. That their service, that those that your missionaries are speaking and ministering to, would not only receive the word that they are teaching them, but they would be willing to put it into their life and practice as a believer. I asked some of my friends in Ghana. I had several pastor friends in Ghana, and I asked them at one point, I said, Daniel, what is the hardest thing for you in ministry? And you know what he told me? He said, Pastor Matt, my hardest thing for ministry is when people know the truth and what to do, but they refuse to do what they know. I asked another pastor, another town, another village. I said, Muto, what is the hardest thing for you to do in ministry? What's the hardest thing for you in the ministry God has given you? And he said, Pastor Matt, he said, the hardest thing for me is that people know the truth, but they refuse to put it into their life and practice. The hardest thing for us is to tell people what to do, knowing that they are not doing it, but they still refuse to do it. Folks, pray that your missionaries that you support here would have acceptable service and ministry, that the people they are ministering to would listen to the words, would apply the words, and would put the word into practice in their life. That's the big thing. That's acceptable service. Jump down to verse 32. That I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Folks, I'm going to give you a secret here, if I can. I'm going to give you a secret here, okay? I cannot open up my shirt right now and have a big SM on my shirt. Super missionary! No, I can't do that, okay? Missionaries are not superhumans. You know what I mean by that, okay? Missionaries also need to have a time where they can be refreshed in the Word of God, and so that they can do the ministry that God has given to them and the church has sent them out for. Okay? I remember being in Ghana. Our pastor just came, our new pastor just came to our home church, our sending church, about a year before that. And I went to the post office, and we had a post office box, and I opened up the post office box, and inside the box was a package slip. And I had to take it inside the post office to my friend inside. I had to sign it, and then she gave me the package. And I was sitting there, and I was thinking, well, wait a minute, what could this package slip be? Because I know my wife did not order anything from Christian Book Distributor. I know she didn't get anything from Amazon. So what is this package? And I look at the thing, and it says, First Baptist Church of Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. Then it made me wonder. So I called my wife, and I said to her, January, I'm at the post office and we got a package. She said, from who? I said, from First Baptist. She said, what's in it? I said, I don't know. So I took it home and we opened up this package. And inside the package was a tape set. A tape set of the whole series that my pastor has preached on the Book of Philippians. And we would sit down at our tape player as a family, and we would listen to that tape set. Do you know how refreshing that was spiritually for us to go then and do the work that God has given us to do? Folks, your number two, pray that your missionaries will have spiritual refreshment so that they can continue on and do the work that God has called them to do. Take your Bibles and go with me. Take your Bibles and go with me to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6. And by the way, just so you guys know, I'm kind of giving you these requests. And you may say, well, I didn't catch that one. That's okay. See me afterwards or during lunch, and I have in my Bible case a whole list of all these requests I can give to you. Okay? I may not hit all the ones I have, but look me up and I will give you the whole list of things that I have in my message that I may not get to, okay? So don't fret, don't feel bad. Find me and I'll give you this list as well. Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse number 18. You may say to me, well, Matt, why are we here? This is all about the armor of God, about putting on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, right? Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You may say, well, why are we here? Well, I'm here to tell you that that's not the only parts of the armor. Okay? That's all good armor. But something is missing in order for that armor to be useful. Jump down to verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth, folks, what's the next word? Boldly, to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak, what? Boldly, as I ought to speak. Prayer request number 3. Pray that your missionaries will have courage and boldness to speak the word of God as they should. And by the way, when I talk about missionaries, Pastor Ron Hagee is a missionary in his own right to the people here at Draper Baptist Church. Okay, so he's also part of what I call a missionary here in Wellsboro and in Draper. Okay? Pray that your missionaries will have courage and boldness to speak the word of God as they should. That they would have ability to express themselves in a suitable and becoming manner. That they may deliver the whole counsel of God without any fear, shame, or partiality. Folks, I remember being in Ghana, going to the church. I had two churches on Sundays, two different churches. So two different messages every week. And I remember going to church on Sunday morning and being in front of the people, and I would say to them, the message I have for you this morning is not an easy one. It's not an easy one to tell you. But it's part of God's word, and I have to share it. I need to share it with you anyway. You know, guys, it's not easy. I'm sure Pastor Ron will get up. And it's not easy for him to speak that message to you that morning. But he needs to, because it's part of what you need to learn to live as a Christian life, right? Pray that your missionaries will have courage and boldness to speak the word of God as they should. Go over to the book of Philippians, chapter 1. I'm just hitting these, folks. I'm just hitting these requests from Paul for your missionaries. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 19. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your what? Prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. According to my earnest expectation and my hope that in what? Nothing I shall be ashamed. Folks, do you want your missionaries to be ashamed of God and His Word? You can answer me. No. You want your missionaries to be sent out from Draper Baptist Church as a partner of Draper Baptist Church and speak the word of God as they should, right? You don't want your missionaries to be ashamed, to be humiliated, to be embarrassed of God and His word. And Paul's saying here, look, pray for me that I will not be ashamed in anything. I will not be ashamed of what God has done for me or the ministry that I have for God. Pray that I will not be ashamed in anything, whether by life, whether by death. That even in my hour of death, that I will still be courageous to speak about God and His Word. Pray the same for your missionaries. I know in many countries around the world, missionaries are not able to have public worship. You know, China. I have a missionary friend in China. They just went back to China a few months back. And they have to secretly worship God. They go from, they're trying to find different places to have their worship service. Not easy, folks. But pray that your missionaries will not be ashamed in anything about God and His Word. Keep reading verse 20. That in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, there's that word again, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Pray that your missionaries will magnify Christ. Folks, I have a Bible program. And I look at that Bible program to find the meaning of some of these words. You know what the word magnify means? It means to lift Christ up. To exalt Christ, to make Christ great in their life. Pray that your missionaries, first and foremost, will make Christ great, will show Christ in everything that they do. Whether it be in their life, whether it be in their death, Christ should be first. So many things I can tell you today, folks. I want you to see one more with me. Next book over, the book of Colossians, chapter number 3. Colossians, chapter number 3. And verse number 16. Colossians 3 and verse number 16. Is that right? Yes, Colossians 3 and verse 16. Sorry. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly with in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Missionary request. Pray that your missionaries would have intimacy with God. I have talked to a few of my missionary friends, pastor friends in Ghana again. And I asked one, I said, Daniel, when do you have time with God? When do you have your devotions with God? And he told me, Pastor, I normally do my devotions with God at night when I'm laying on my mat in my room. And when I try to have my devotions with God, then at time, I start falling asleep. I said, no. I said, Daniel, you can't do that. Here's my solution. Here's my suggestion for you. When you wake up first thing in the morning, before you go out to the farm, before you go out and witness or evangelize, before you do anything, have time with God. Make God intimate. Put God first. Folks, God's word should feel at home in your heart and in your life. God wants you to have relationship with Him. God wants you to open up His word. Read it, study it, apply it, so that you can live a life for God. Right? And He wants the same for your missionaries. Pray that your missionaries will have time to study and put God's word in their heart and their life. And I'm going to tell you, as a missionary myself, okay, even here in America, as well as in Ghana, it was hard. Okay? I would wake up in the morning and I would say, you know, I have to go do this and this and this and this. I have to meet Maruto in the village. I got to teach this to the people in the village. I got to go do this in town. It was hard, even as a missionary, to make sure that my time with God was priority. I tell you, if I did not have time with God in the morning, my day went. If I put God first in the morning and I had time with God and I prayed and had time with God in fellowship, my day went great. Folks, make God's word at home in your heart. That verse, that the word of Christ dwell in you. You know what that means? It means to inhabit, to take up its residence in, to make its home in. folks, he's saying that the word of Christ make its home in you. Folks, we have touched on a few prayer requests here. And I just want to ask you two questions, and I'll pray, and Pastor can come up and do what he needs to do here this morning. Let me just ask you two questions. Number one, do you pray on a regular basis for your missionaries that you support from this church? Number two, if you don't, will you make a commitment to start praying these requests for your missionaries? Folks, missionaries above all. And when I go to churches, here's what I say to them. Pray for us. We need prayer supporters on our team to pray for us to do the work that God has given us to do. If you are not praying for your missionaries, will you make a commitment right now to pray these things for your missionaries and especially for your pastor? Because he also needs this type of prayer in his life as well from his people, so he can be effective in his work that God has given him to do. Folks, will you pray this for your missionaries? Will you be a prayer sayer for your missionaries? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the day. I thank you for this message. Lord, every time I preach this message, it means something to me, because it means I also need to pray for my missionary friends this way as well. Lord, may you use us not just to support financially missions, but may you use us to pray these things for our missionaries and our pastors as well. Lord, use this church in a mighty way to be effective in the ministry, to be effective in missionaries, to reach out on their own to be missionaries as well. Lord, use us in the rest of this service. May, as we go to the Lord's table, may you prepare our hearts to take it acceptably in this church. In your name, amen. Pastor?